So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A musical director. I'm not a musical director. I hope I'm a musical music director of the San Antonio Symphony. So we throw parties all the time, actually. Probably a lot of you have been, hopefully will be, at the Tobin Center. So when I was assigned to this thing, and I'm the only one who is not really English speaker, because that is not even my first language, not is my second language even, not even my third, I always get lost in translation. So I did a lot of research about the theme of the night. So being from a country of poets and thinkers, Dichter und Denker, as we Germans supposed to be, I try to analyze the lyrics first. So I know I have to go deep into the lyrics of that song. And you know how I learned to analyze lyrics at school was like, they are all metaphorical. You have to do some research about the metaphors. It's not about, you know, something concrete. So I started reading it and said, nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. And then I said, I'm always getting in these things, always. And this place, quite frankly, is also very strange. When you see the backstage, you don't want to sit down anywhere. So I'm going to get into trouble. Judy left the same time. Why was he holding her hand? And when it's supposed to be mine, I stopped there because I thought, if I go deeper into the analysis of this thing, I'm going to be in trouble even more. So then I started analyzing the word party. And again, you know, when I learned English, I learned British English. And when I went to Carmel High School for an exchange, as an exchange student, I was always got in trouble with translation again. You know, I asked my host mom, can I have a rubber? I need to put it in my school satchel when I go to school. She gave me a very strange look. And she wouldn't give me a rubber. So I went without a rubber to school, which I think is very irresponsible. But again, so now I think about party, and then I think there's so many things about party. So I look it up, you know, what is a party? And I, being, as I said, Latin is my first language. So partire, or even same in it, means actually leave, go away. So that's not. Then I looked up in the Urban Dictionary to party and play. That doesn't help either. So, you know, in all other languages I speak, it starts with an F. It's an F word. Festeggiare, fiesta, feiern, fete. So we have a different definition of partying. So I always run into this cultural clash situations. So now, what was the story I was really wanting to tell you? Yeah, I go back in time when I was 17 years old. So it's about 10 years ago. It was still the time before internet, though. Before cell phones. And there's one of the most important parties, I think, everywhere in the world is New Year's Eve. And because it's so important, you never want to take the first invitation to the New Year's Eve party. Nobody does that. If you do that, it's very lame. So all these early invitations you don't take seriously. So you gamble usually until the 30th, until you realize you're not invited to a single party. Because everybody's doing the same thing. It's waiting for the best invitation of that night. And then I decided, and it was like the morning of the 31st, I called my best friend. I said, you know, this is really odd. Have you been invited to anything? He said, no. What shall we do? This is lame. I mean, I can't stay at home and party with my parents. That would be awful. And he said, well, maybe, do you have an idea? I said, let's throw a party. But he said, well, nobody's going to come. Everybody is invited to another great party, but just the two of us are not invited to another great party. So we lived in a house where my father was a pediatrician, my mother a physical therapist, and she had a nice basement to do physical therapy for kids. So I said to my mom, would you mind if we throw a little party in your basement? No, she said, well, it's fine. But we had nothing to prepare. We had just basically 12 hours, or not even 10 hours. So no cell phone, no internet. It was not a Facebook party. That Facebook did not exist. So we said, well, let's do that chain reaction thing and see what's coming out. You call 10 friends, and I call 10 friends, and everybody called 10 friends, and then probably we have 15 people coming. So my parents were having a nice party upstairs, and they invited people properly, as they should be doing it. But we were like saying, oh my God, and then we don't have anything to drink, we don't have anything to eat, we have nothing prepared, there's nothing there. And now it's Germany, you know, shops close on New Year's Day at 12 o'clock. So we said, everybody has to come. Only thing, the code is a bottle of champagne or sparkling. You know, champagne is a bit to ask for 16-year-olds. And a bag of chips. That was the code. So we did this. We're waiting. Yeah, at 7 o'clock, nothing happened. At 8 o'clock, nothing happened. But I tell you, from 9 till 2 o'clock in the morning, my parents were just opening doors for the next 5 hours until this was over. And it was, I have to say, one of the best parties I've ever been to. I felt a little bit like a guest at a party because I only knew probably 20% of the people who showed up. And that made it a really good party. And that's the other thing of a good party. We had the most fun ever because we all were in that same boat, you know? We haven't been invited. We were trying to gamble at the last moment to get to the best party ever. So we all created it ourselves. And it was a humbling experience to that degree. And I have to say, to the day, I think, the least you prepare for something, the better the result usually is. I took that as a life meaning. Going back to the idea of party in English, that's a very dangerous word again, you know. It's my party, and I cry if I want to. The last time that made a lot of sense was on November 8 to a lot of people, at least at an event I went to. So this is something you can talk about. All I'm saying is, you're a great bunch of people here. I don't see anybody, but let the party go on. And let's all have fun together. Thank you so much.